The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Sunday morning worship with the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are a liberal, welcoming faith community located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania, and thanks to telecommunication devices and the internet, anywhere on the planet via your computer and your phone. This morning, I have the distinct pleasure of assisting in a special worship service featuring the music of Winchester Perry, the musical team of Christine Winchester Perry and David C. Perry, talented, accomplished, and beloved members of our Thomas Paine UU family. We just heard them perform one of Christine's songs, Soulmate, as our prelude. Most of you attending our service this morning have experienced the tribute to Unitarian Universalist Troubadours that we hold each year in early May, around the anniversary of the birth of Pete Seeger. Pete, who was arguably the most famous and influential singer, songwriter, inspired by our Unitarian Universalist faith and whose music helps make our faith more accessible and meaningful to all. And in that service, we always reserve a space for our in-house UU troubadours, including Christine and David. But this morning, we're devoting an entire service to their music and music making in a service titled Meaningful Music, Say It in Song. These opening words by UU minister Reverend E. Arlen Goff capture the spirit that inspires meaningful music and the role such music plays in affirming our faith in life and in one another. Music arises from depths unknown, often without words, but never without meaning. And spirit rises from deep within me, seducing my body to join the song. First, a tremor in the soul, then tapping of toes. Breath aligns with breath, heart beats in syncopation, and a stuttering buzz in my throat becomes a hum. Breath with breath, beat with beat, music and spirit arise together. Wed with faith and hope and love and power, a song is born, bursting from my lips. In sweet, sonorous symphony, a melody joining with other souls, perhaps in tune, perhaps not, but a song still, arising from deep within and from community. Spirit moves, soul births song, and hope fills life, and I am not alone. How can I keep from singing? So whoever you are, from wherever you've come, wherever you may be on your life's journey, whatever you must in conscience truly, responsibly believe, however you identify or express your gender, whomever you love, whoever loves you, we welcome you this morning and invite you to worship with us as we light our chalice. The chalice and the flame together form the symbol of our free faith. We light our chalice this morning with words by Marnie Singer, a Master of Divinity student at the Star King School for the Ministry and a frequent worship leader at the First Unitarian Universalist Church of San Jose, California. The chalice is the container, the space where the musicians and the listeners gather. The oil is the fuel, the hours of practice and the life experiences of everyone in the room. The wick is the instruments and vocal cords through which the music will flow. And the flame is the music which is created, as if by magic, when the instruments are lifted, the breath is inhaled, and the downbeat is nodded. May this flame ignite the music within us all. And now I'll ask Preston Lutweiler to light our peace lamp.
After I light the peace lamp, your response will be, and with all the people of the world. May peace be with you, and with all the people of the world.
And now, please join in singing our gathering song. The team of Winchester Perry will lead us in singing Let's Get Together, a song written by Chet Powers. The words will appear on your screen, so please sing along.
But a song we sing, fears the way we die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Oh, the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. smile on each other, everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
Some will come and some will go, we shall surely pass. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass.
Come on, people now, smile on each other, everybody get together, try to love one another. Your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your command. Come on, people now, smile on each other, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people now, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Try to love one another right now. Right now. Right now.
Thanks, Christine and David. That's the only two songs in the service this morning that were not original, written by Christine and or David. And this was one of them. The other one, of course, will be Spirit of Life later on in the service. Appropriately enough, our Moment for All Ages this morning will be a musical one. And David Purry will now perform his song, Here's to You.
To all the pesky tests that you're destined to take. And here's to all the big mistakes that you are sure to make. As the gatekeepers quiz you before they let you. May you question their authority as much as they do you.
Yeah.
And here's to you and all that you have yet to do. Here's my advice to you. Get a clue from Blue. Your lifeline to, but to thine own self be true. And here's to all the fairy tales in which you still believe. Here's to the unborn children you may one day conceive. As you read your bedtime stories to those toddlers of your own, may your voice convey the magic of all the miracles.
Here's to you.
Here's to you. true. Here's to the many pages that you have yet to turn. Here's to the multi-stages that your rocket's bound to burn. As you explore this planet and maybe worlds beyond, may the force be with you and may your faith lead you on. And here's to you, and all that you have yet. Shuttle crew, but to thine own self be true. Here's to the multitude of lives that yours in turn will touch. Explorers, builders, dreamers, we owe them all. As you stand on the shoulders of those who've paved the way, let your light shine brightly and be yourself each day. And here's to you,
and here's to you,
and all that you,
and all that you
have yet to do.
Thanks so much, David. I believe that was a performance at the Children's Music Network one year, right? That's, the audience was chiming in there, as I was too, as I was listening. You know, Christine and David have many beautiful, inspiring creations to their credit. I may be a little prejudiced, but I think their most beautiful and inspiring creation is the young lady who lit our chalice this morning, their daughter, Allison Perry. And Allison and David will now present a responsive reading, Principles and Purposes for All of Us. Allison will lead us in the responses, which will appear on your screen. And please join in repeating those responses along with her. Following the reading, we can reflect on the words as David offers a musical meditation, his song, Lake Water.
We affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of every person.
We believe that each and every person is important.
We affirm and promote justice, equity, and compassion in human relations.
We believe that all people should be treated fairly.
We affirm and promote acceptance of one another and encouragement of spiritual growth.
We believe that our sanctuaries are places where all people are accepted and where we can keep on learning together.
We affirm and promote a free and responsible search for truth and meaning.
We believe that each person must be free to search for what is true and right in life.
We affirm and promote the right of conscience and the use of the democratic process.
We believe that all people should have a voice and a vote about the things which concern them.
We affirm and promote the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all.
We believe that we should work for a peaceful, fair, and free world.
We affirm and promote respect for the interdependent web of all existence, of which we are a part.
We believe that we should care for our planet Earth.
The responsive reading you heard a few minutes ago phrases and paraphrases the seven principles upon which our Unitarian Universalist faith is based. Christine and David embrace these principles, and they feel that these principles give greater purpose and meaning to their music as well as to their lives. We're going to hear now a set of five original songs with commentary that reflect the commitment they've made to living deliberately and creatively, creating and performing music with purpose and meaning. Meaningful music, say it in song.
Good morning.
Hi, everybody.
Our lives are totally intertwined with music and Unitarian Universalism. We first met playing music at the Folk Factory Coffee House in the UU Church of the Restoration in Philadelphia.
Shout out to the Folk Factory.
Yeah. We were married in that same church and then held our wedding reception at the Unitarian Society of Germantown.
That's right. And a quarter of a century ago, we were honored to play at a special service to celebrate our Thomas Paine UU Fellowship's brand new building, a place that we dearly miss going to every Sunday during this lingering pandemic. As our namesake famously proclaimed, these are the times that try men's souls.
Mm-hmm. Now, over the years, we've really enjoyed periodically sharing our music with you as part of our weekly worship service. Today, we are especially pleased to be able to present a larger collection of our original creations, those songs that we feel are most inspired by and reflective of our UU values. This morning's prelude was a song that we have kicked off almost all of our concerts with since we started playing together over 25 years ago. That song, Soulmate, was something I wrote just before meeting David, who of course then became my own soulmate, my partner in music and in life. We hope that our song selections today will echo the sentiments found in the seven UU principles, both directly and indirectly. As a lifelong UU myself, I was steeped in those concepts, and many of my songs express a striving for those principles, both in my own life and for society as a whole.
Unlike Christine, and probably like many of you, Unitarian Universalism was something that I discovered as a grown-up. When I first encountered it at a congregation in Miami, my immediate reaction was, people from my planet. Ever since then, I've been inspired by the UU principles, and I try to live by those values every day. Today's Moment for All Ages was Here's to You, my slightly subversive anthem of advice, written to encourage kids to boldly search for what is true and right for themselves. After that, you got a taste of Lake Water, an ode to the natural environment, which I believe I once sang for TPUF's water communion service. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The song you are about to hear is another I wrote before meeting David, and it expresses my feelings of isolation as a young adult in a city where I had no roots or longtime relationships, trying to make my way in the world. I'm sure others can relate to this irony that you can feel so alone while being surrounded by people. The inspirational self-talk at the end of the song
is an example of how I've gotten through many of my life's ups and downs.
That was Christine's personal take on urban alienation. This next song of mine, which has a related theme, is one of the oldest songs in today's set list. Sadly, the topic that it tackles, homelessness, is still with us more than ever.
July in the city and people are feeling hot, but the only air conditioning I've got is the holes you see in this old shirt. Like a sweaty old dog, I sleep in the dirt. It's summer in the city and people are feeling hot. September in the city and people are being cool. All the student bodies are bundled up and back in school. August gone without a trace. Autumn's falling into place. It's fall in the city and people are being cool. Winter, spring, summer or fall. Living in the city don't seem like living at all. December in the city and people are getting cold. A trillion trinkets have just been bought and sold. But old Saint Nick was good to me. For heat, I burned a Christmas tree. It's winter in the city, and people are getting cold. Summer or fall, living in the city don't seem like living at all. It's May in the city and people are warming up. But the milk of human kindness won't quite fill my cup. I've got enough change for a bottle of wine. I got a season's on the poverty line. It's spring in the city and people are warming up. Ah, but summer in the city never lasts long enough. And living on luck ain't nothing if it ain't tough. There's a silver lining behind each cloud, but there's an angry mob in every crowd. No, summer in the city never lasts long enough. Winter, spring, summer or fall, living in the city don't seem like living at all. Winter, spring, summer or fall, living in the city don't seem like living at all.
This song's title phrase came to me because I had an aunt and uncle in the Chicago area, and I considered moving out there when I wasn't sure what was next for me in life. David and I were dating around that time, and he convinced me that there was a good reason to stay here in Philly. But the woman in this song is grappling with the terror of living in a physically and psychologically abusive marriage. In the age of Me Too, our laws and social support systems need to reflect our UU value that each and every person is important, including the countless victims of domestic abuse.
She hears the baby
Chicago, and she's gotta get away. She's gonna pack her bags tomorrow. It's gonna be okay. She's got family in Chicago, a new place to begin. She'll start a better life out there. Things they'll take her in. She finally gets dressed at a quarter to 12.
Sometimes the strands of our interdependent web reach out and touch all humanity in surprising ways. This next song tells the true story of a simple encounter on a personal level that connected me with a crisis unfolding on the other side of the globe.
I was sketching faces on the street a week ago. Even at my prices, business was a little slow. Just when I was thinking, last one, that's it, no more, a couple of kids tugged at my sleeve. They seemed about 6 and 4. The older one, a boy, said, "Mister, you sketch good. Could you draw me and my sister?" I said, "Son, why, sure I could. I said, I can draw you playing your favorite sport or game, your hobby or your fantasy, anything you name." He said, "Just draw us looking as happy as you can, and in the middle leave a space for a grown-up man. My dream is for our daddy to be back with us again. My sister really misses him, I do too now and then. He is far, far away in some country called Iraq, and we don't know when our daddy's coming back. Mama said that he went looking for some stuff that wasn't there. She says the world's a nasty place and life ain't always fair. She says that he is fighting a war that can't be won, and he should be back home with his daughter and his son. He is far, far away in some country called Iraq, and we don't know when our daddy's coming back. My daddy wrote to my mama, telling her how much he missed her, said to give a hug and kiss to me and my sister. My mama wrote my daddy, telling him how much we'd grown, said, honey, you won't recognize him when you finally get home. He is far, far away in some country called Iraq, and we don't know when our daddy's coming back. So, mister, if you draw us looking just how we look now, we'll send this picture to my dad over there somewhere somehow, so he can keep it in the glove box of his big armored car, like a map of his family to remember who we are. He's far, far away in some country called Iraq, and we don't know when our daddy's coming back. Finished up that family portrait with a tear stain on the side. Across the top I wrote, Daddy's joy and pride. The boy asked, what's his picture worth? I said, 1,000 words or so. Then his sister, who had not said boo, sang out sweet and low, my daddy lies over the ocean, my daddy lies over the sea, my daddy lies over the ocean. Oh, bring back my daddy to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my daddy to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my daddy to me.
We're so grateful for this opportunity to share our music with you. We want to thank those who have helped us put this all together, especially Jerry Lazzaro for coming up with all the spoken pieces, and John Sayer, our tech guru.
And of course, our daughter Allison for helping out. Mm-hmm. We'd also like to say a special word of welcome to those of you who are new to Thomas Paine Fellowship, both today live and those watching the recording after the fact. If you enjoyed the service, please come visit us again and see what this faith community is all about.
Yes. Now, our last piece of our sermon and song expresses my feelings of frustration around economic inequality. In other words, being broke. It feels like a personal story, and it is. But it also brings to light the bigger problem in our society today. Climbing up that ladder of success has been increasingly difficult for many people. With each passing year, the income gap has become more of a chasm, and the American dream more elusive. We must continue to fight for justice, equity, and compassion in human relations and in the economy.
At the end of this service, I hope you'll sing along with the chorus of our closing song, which longs for the elusive goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. Thank you.
From going out, how do I keep up my chin? Well, all I want to do is count. I count my blessings and all the joy they bring. That's how I keep smiling and open my mouth to sing.
You troubadours, Christine and David, singer-songwriters, whose music is inspired by their you faith and whose music makes that faith more meaningful and accessible to all of us. The time, the talent, the energy that they put into this service this morning was extraordinary. We thank them so much for sharing their lives and their music with us, and their daughter, Allison, of course. We leave time in our service each week for those who are experiencing a joy that is lifting their spirit up, or sorrow or concern that is weighing their spirit down, to bring that joy or sorrow to the light of this faith community. Or if you have some gleaning from the service this morning that you would like to share, now is the time to do it. John Sayer will explain how you can participate in Matters of the Heart this morning, and I'll give you time to think of something that you might like to contribute. And during that time, we'll hear a musical interlude, Christine Perry performing her song, Prayer Shawl.
Each hook of yarn, each stitch holds a wind. Delicate loop made with care holds a prayer, holds a prayer. Love sealed with tender needles, you can feel, you can feel. Warm, cozy shawl. Oh, how do you hear?
Now let's extinguish our chalice. We extinguish this flame, but not the music nor the spark of divinity burning deep within us, and certainly not the warmth of community that we experience in worshiping together and sharing music that arises from deep within the human spirit. These gifts we carry with us into the world to share with those whose lives we touch, whose lives touch ours. And I leave you with this benediction, the words of a song we've often sung at the Thomas Paine Fellowship, composed by UU troubadour Jim Scott. May your life be as a song, resounding with the dawn to sing awake the light, and softly serenade the stars, ever dancing circles in the night. And now Winchester Perry will perform our closing song, The World is Full, a song written by David Perry. Please join them in singing the chorus of the song after each of the song's three verses. The words will appear on your screen.
Of so many kinds of music, why can't we sing every single song?
Different tempos, different rhythms, a symphony of instruments,
some sweet,
some strong.
The world is full of rivers, wind, and sunshine. Shouldn't that be all the power that we need?
The world is full of people throwing food out. How come there's still hungry kids to feed? The world is full of miles and miles of roadways. I'll deliver leftovers riding on my bike, and not just to my friends and family, but people I don't know,
even people I don't like.
Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if the world for once got along? My place, your place, planet Earth, human race, it's one big club and we can all belong.
The world is full of billions of faces,
hundreds of countries,
each one unique.
There's no wrong cultures,
no wrong colors,
and you can choose
so many ways to speak. Bonjour.
Ni hao.
Privet.
Konnichiwa.
Shalom.
Guten Tag.
Howdy.
Hola. Como esta?
What makes us think we see and they are blind?
The world is full of so many ways to do things.
Why can't we be more tolerant and kind?
Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if the world for once got along?
our place, planet Earth, human race. It's one big club and we can all belong.
And I know in my heart that I can do my part to help this big old world to get along.
Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if the world for once got along? My place, your place, planet Earth, human race. It's one big club and we can all belong.
It's one big club for everyone.
Underneath the same bright sun,
together we can get it done. It's one big club and we can all belong. It's one big club and we can all belong.
Thank you, everyone. We're going to take a short break. Please feel free to stick around and listen to a song Friend of the Moon by Christine and David as well. But we'll reconvene in a few minutes for informal coffee and conversation.
Every time